distinctly rural southern campaign. Rachel Holder with us. Morning.
Morning, Luke. How's it going?
Good. The challenge afoot to create a festive-themed sculpture on farm. What do we mean by this?
So, effectively, we had a few other catchment groups come together, especially the mackerel hedgehog group, and they sort of said, you know, hey, it's been a rough couple of months. You know, we need something to get excited about, something to have a little bit of harmless fun that both adults and children can get involved with. And I thought, why don't us rural folk on the edges of main roads, particularly targeting them at the moment to get the hype up, but anybody welcome, to put together a little Christmas-themed sculpture, decorate your wool shed, your cow shed, your mailbox, put some tyres in a shape of a tree or whatever you can come up with.
Yeah,
and, you know, make it all things Christmas so that, you know, when you're driving around the countryside in beautiful Southend, you get a bit of a smile when you see what people have come up with and, you know, something just a little bit fun.
I love it. To boost morale, I mean, COVID's been tough and then we had a lot of rain through spring and whatnot. Things starting to come good now, so let's put a smile on the dial. I'm seeing here hay bale reindeer. Fertiliser tank Christmas trees. Are there some rather genius ideas out of the gates early?
No, there is, and it's actually crazy what people come up with, and you think, geez, I never thought of that. And the creativity, you know, you've got a licence to basically do what you want as long as it's roughly Christmas-themed. So I've been out to a couple of ones that have been put together, and we've had contractors down re-wrapping bales because they can't be green, they need to be white because we're making some snowmen. So there's been so dedication good on all parts, and you know, the kids start off with the spray cans and they're away doing their thing, and then all of a sudden the adults go, oh, hang on a minute, guys, we'll just make that one a little bit more that or a little bit more this, and you know, we're there for hours. So it's cool. Just fun to create it. You know, COVID can't cancel it because it's just sitting in the paddock and anyone can cruise past it, and
just
harmless fun that, you know, people can get involved with, whether it's extravagant or just something super simple.
We have until the 15th to sign up. How do we get involved?
Yeah, so anyone can enter, whether you're rural, urban, whatever, whether you're in a catchment group or not. We'd love to see everybody in it. And if you would like to enter to be in to win, we have some spot prizes from a few different organisations now. So even FIL have come on board with some spray cans and things to replace the ones that have been used in the creation. We had Swandra come on board and Wilder Lab. And then what you do is you send a picture of your sculpture, your wool shed, your cow shed, whatever your Christmas creation you want to enter, to office@thrivingsouthland.co.nz. And then we've got a couple of independent judges having a look over on from the 15th, and we'll announce the winner on the 20th.
Oh, I look forward to keeping an eye on things. Rachel Holder from Thriving Southland. What a cool idea it is. 18 to 8.
Macca's Chicken Range, made with 100% New Zealand chicken breast or thigh, featuring the mouth-watering McSpicy, the tender chicken.